Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hammer Time. Go with the ball. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Special show for you today as we welcome to the airwaves Ken Kajawa from National Grid. Ken is the regional director of National Grid, and we're going to get his perspective on the electrification issue and what National Grid is doing to get ready for that. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having
us. Great. Thanks for coming in, along with Dave Bertola. Dave, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
So we're talking about an important subject that our listeners are somewhat passionate about, and that, of course, is the shift towards electrification. Let's start with the basics, though. Explain what the grid is and how it works.
Sure. So, you know, here in Western New York, we have two utility companies, National Grid and New York State Electric and Gas, and we both operate what's called the transmission and distribution system. We are effectively moving electricity at high voltages and then transforming that electricity down to lower voltages that can be distributed across Western New York, delivered to our customers, whether they are industrial, commercial, residential. Those customers take delivery from us at different voltages. A large manufacturing plant may be connected to us at 115,000 volts, whereas a residential customer is going to have 110-volt service coming into their home.
How is electricity generated? We think about the falls as a way of electrical generation, which is obviously one, but what are others?
Yeah, so the Robert Moses Power Project up in Niagara Falls is the largest electricity generator here in Western New York, and that facility has the ability to generate 2.4 gigawatts worth of electricity. It's one of the largest hydroelectric facilities in the nation. But in addition to that, we have smaller facilities here that use natural gas as their fuel source to generate electricity. We also have nuclear plants, although we don't have them here in Western New York. We have some as you move east towards Rochester, towards Syracuse. We do have nuclear power in New York State, and then obviously wind and solar, which is... It doesn't make up a large segment of the state's generating portfolio right now, but it is a fast-growing portion of the
portfolio. But yet it's where the state's putting the focus on moving away from natural gas and moving towards renewables as the means to generate electricity.
That's correct. So as part of the Climate Leadership Community Protection Act, the CLCPA as it's referred to, when that was passed by the state legislature back in 2019, that set a roadmap for New York State to get to the point and the goal of, in the year 2040, to have 100% of all electricity generated in New York State come from renewable energy sources, which the state considers renewable to be hydroelectric, nuclear, and then wind, solar, and any other type of generation that doesn't use fossil fuel.
And the goal date is?
Ultimately, by the year 2040, 100%. By the year 2030, 70%. So the targets are very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Are they realistic?
There's a lot of work that's going to have to be done. The marketplace is going to have to accelerate the integration of renewables into the grid. And then, from national grid standpoint, the pace and the scale at which we are going to have to invest in our infrastructure and build new infrastructure in order to move this power across the state isn't going to increase exponentially. And so we have a lot of work on our end that we have to do. We're planning for it now.
When we shift away from natural gas and we go towards renewables, there's got to be some degree of storage capacity, right? You were talking about battery storage as being a component to that. When you talk about batteries, there's environmental hazards associated with batteries. So we solve one problem, moving away from fossil fuels, we create another problem, and that's battery recycling.
Yeah, that's obviously, a consideration. Mm-hmm. But the state has established goals for the installation of so much utility-grade battery storage that has to be on the system. I believe the number is 6,000 megawatts.
You'd almost think it would have to have some kind of storage capacity for wind and solar, right? Because how else would it work in the middle of the night, for example?
Yeah, ideally what you want to be able to do in order to maximize the benefit associated with wind and solar, which are intermittent sources of energy, is to tie battery storage to them. Because what you want to be able to do is take that energy that's coming from the wind or the solar unit, and ideally you're charging a battery, and then you are discharging that electricity at the time when it's most needed on the grid, which typically is in the middle of the day to the early evening hours. Mm-hmm. That's typically when system demands are at their highest. And so that battery storage allows you to help manage state peak demands, which puts less pressure on the grid, which ultimately is good not only for the utility but good for our customers.
When we talk about pressure on the grid, what causes power to fail? And how does the storm, the blizzard, relate to what causes the power outage then?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, we experience power outages. Weather, is obviously the primary consideration. Here in Western New York, our facilities are subject to the elements 365, 24/7. Whether it's wind that comes through, which, in my 30-year career at National Grid, it seems like the amount of wind events that we see now has increased dramatically from what we used to see. We obviously experienced the blizzard back in December. So weather events have an impact, and then, equipment periodically will fail. We could have a transformer issue. We could have a breaker problem at a station. But what we try to do at National Grid is stay out in front of that. We perform regular inspection and maintenance of our facilities. We try to make sure that the equipment that we have installed is operating at a level that allows us to meet the reliability needs of our customers. The state sets reliability targets for National Grid and all the utilities across the state, both for the frequency of outages as well as the duration of outages. And, for the last 15 years, National Grid has met those targets established by the state. But we know that our customers have a high standard for reliability.
When we talk about reliability and we compare that to the reliability of natural gas, it seems that we don't really hear about natural gas outages and failures of transmission, but yet we hear about it a lot with electricity.
Yeah, you know, obviously the two systems are different,
right?
Our system, you know, for the most part is above ground, and, you know, we're subject to wind, snow, ice, trees coming down.
Right.
You know, people will, we just had it happen this week. Somebody's cutting down their tree in their backyard. Guess what happened?
Mm.
It fell into our lines and it caused a power outage, right? So those types of events happen. The natural gas system is primarily an underground system, and they are not subject to the same types of weather pressures that we have. And that's why, you know, from our standpoint, you know, as the dialogue has gone on, you know, both at the local, at the state level regarding the future of natural gas, you know, Natural Grid's position has been, we believe there's a place for both systems. We believe there should be a robust electric grid delivering electricity to our customers, and there should be a robust natural gas system. We think both of the systems work in complement with each other, and we think on a go-forward basis, that's the way that, that we should be set up.
Ken Kujau is our guest in studio from National Grid. He's the regional director. And when we come back, we'll be speaking with Ken about the imminent shift towards electrification in new construction, which is happening right around the corner, 2026. And we want your questions on this subject at 803-0930, outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and running at the same number you call in, 803-0930. During the week, you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Be sure to check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there, or better than that, how about stop in to our brand new facility at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Come home to Cortese. Check out everything we do on display at our showroom on Main Street. And, of course, our cooking school. The next class is coming up July the 10th, where we're traveling to Liguria. Do you know where that is? It's the upper northwest corner of Italy, as it abuts to France. Pesto Genovese is from that area. Minestrone soup, focaccio, all from Liguria. That's July 10th's class. Go to cortese.net to register. By the way, don't miss out on the Decorator Showhouse. Only a few days left. It goes to the 24th of June. And you've got to see this house. It's the St. Patrick's Friary. It was built in 1891. And it's a dormitory-style structure. The decorators, of course, have had their way with it, and it's gorgeous. It's on Seymour Street, 102 Seymour. And, of course, our beautiful Come Home to Cortese kitchen with our Bella Cucina product on display there in the Decorator Showhouse. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Clarence and say good morning to Christina. She's the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Main Street on Transit Road in Clarence. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You know, the Friary building was built in 1891. Well, what year also have, what else happened in 1891?
Not sure.
You know the answer. I'm putting you on the spot. The founding of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Yes, yes. You caught me off guard. Sorry. Yes, you are correct.
1891, 132 years of putting people first. Christina, that's quite a legacy, and you guys there at the Transit Road branch, you do live up to that legacy.
We certainly try to. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk today about briefly was, you know, just the rate environment. I know a lot of people are very apprehensive about doing lending or maybe trying to pause projects that they're thinking about doing. I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we do have products that are available, you know, to our customers and our new customers. That we can help you with. So, you know, don't maybe necessarily put those projects off on the back burner. Give us a call, talk to us. You know, we have fixed rate options within our home equity that we can help you with to give you a little bit more peace of mind.
Well, you know, the whole idea here of, you know, looking at a rate as a temporary bridge to your goals might be the best approach, and you could refinance that down the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we've been discussing with a lot of our customers right now is, you know, we know that, you know, the Fed is probably going to raise rates at least two more times before the end of the year. So, you know, we know that we're probably looking at doing a lot of refinances once that environment settles back down again.
Do you know, another thing to bring up, Christina, on the whole rate discussion. When I built my house in 1984, the best I could find was 10.5% variable for a builder loan. We refinanced it sometime later at 8.5%. We thought that was good. So
yep,
I think it's all perception, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I tell my sons that all the time, you know, when you think that, you know, things are bad, you know, do I think they'll ever be back to 2.95? Absolutely not. But I think our happy, you know, it, as a whole is probably going to be somewhere around the five,
yeah,
you know, four or five.
There you
and,
go.
You know, you're going to call it a good day.
Yeah, exactly. Christina Schwendler, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank on Transit Road in Clarence. The phone number there, Christina?
Sure. It's 716-688-6114.
One more time.
688-6114.
Since 1891, right? Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hey, it's Bulldog here.
And this is Jeremy White.
We're raising awareness for early screening for prostate cancer, colon cancer, and other horrible conditions that guys like us need to be concerned about.
Not only do we want to encourage everyone to get screened, we want to support research dedicated to finding a cure, which is why we're saddling up this year for the Ride for Roswell.
We're the men of WGR. Join our team and come ride with us or just donate to the cause.
Go to rideforroswell.org and search for Men of WGR.
Hi, it's Linda, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I recently met and interviewed Julianne, owner of Turning Tides Financial. Julianne specializes in financial solutions for women going through divorce. If you're going through a life-changing period, such as retirement, divorce, or loss of spouse, Julianne can help. An emotional crisis does not need to be a financial crisis. Call Julianne today at 716-800-4290. That's 800-4290. Turning Tides Financial, solutions for women going through divorce. Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot written estimate for free and project drawing. Call Ava Roofing at 716-343-ROOF. Easy to remember, 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing offers 0% financing, by the way. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Calling all food lovers. June 23rd and 24th, experience False View Casino's first ever food and drink fest. Friday evening gives you access to celebrity chef demos and meet and greets with Rocco DiSpirito, Amanda Freitag, Mark Murphy, and Michael Simon. Also, sample local food and drinks as you dance to DJ Climax. Saturday is hosted by You Gotta Eat Here's John Cattucci. Enjoy live demos and samples from our celebrity chefs. Grab your tickets now at Ticketmaster. Must be 19 plus to attend. Please drink responsibly. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for details.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, they've upgraded the Gorilla floor. That's right. Every Gorilla floor now includes a vapor barrier. What does that mean? Well, the high water table around Western New York is going to create the presence of a lot of moisture. And moisture is the number one biggest enemy of resinous floors. The moisture comes up through the concrete, could actually delaminate a resinous floor. Well, not anymore with Gorilla. With the vapor barrier, it's part of their guarantee. It's included in every job, protecting you against moisture and ensuring that your Gorilla floor will endure up to 15 years with the warranty. It's a great goal, and it's a great service. They don't rush through with the one-day stuff. No, they take their time. They do it right. Gorilla Garage Gear. Call them today. Tell them Dominic sent you. It's 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with all their great tips, along with all of our Hammer Time partners, and a television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. It's all on Buffalo's home improvement show, Hammer Time TV. My guest in studio is Ken Kajawa. Ken's from National Grid. He's the regional director, and we're talking about the shift to electricity. And Ken, coming right around the corner is the mandate that all new construction be 100% electric. You know, that's, like I said, imminent. January 1, 26, correct?
Yeah, so starting on January 1st, 2026, the state building code is going to prohibit the installation of fossil fuel equipment in any new building that's less than seven stories high, except for commercial and industrial buildings that are larger than 100,000 square feet.
So these people that are buying a new house as of that date are stuck with having to rely on the grid solely. And what about an emergency? What happens with a backup?
Yeah, so emergency backup and standby power systems are exempt. So if a customer needed to have or wanted to have an emergency backup system put in place, they'll be able to do so.
In your heart of hearts, don't you think that maybe that's a little bit too premature and maybe the focus should have been, well, how do we improve efficiency rather than shift wholly to? For example, finding ways to improve or decrease our reliance on the grid by using more efficient means of operating lighting, for example, LED light bulbs.
Absolutely. You know, we try to tell all of our customers that, you know, the first thing that they should focus on is using energy as efficiently as possible. So you just mentioned LED lights. You know, the cost of LED lights has now come down mm-hmm. dramatically. You can find them anywhere you need to. Mm-hmm. Customers should look at doing that. Make sure that, you know, you end up turning into your parents, right?
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to walk around the house and shut off the lights in rooms that we were in. Now I find myself doing it. And so, you know, make sure that, you know, you're not using energy in rooms that aren't being occupied. And then, you know, one of the most important things that customers can do is make sure their homes are insulated and then use a programmable thermostat. The utility companies, you know, if you're a National Fuel customer, I believe they still offer the incentive where if you go out and you purchase a programmable thermostat, you can get mm-hmm. A rebate from National Fuel. And that gives you the ability to then determine how much electricity or how much gas you're going to consume during certain times of the day. And really where it's important is during the middle of the day and then at night. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the temperature setting in your house? Because, you know, the gas furnace that you're using today not only is consuming natural gas, but it also consumes electricity.
It seems vital that that would be a direction that the utility would want to go in to help people understand that if you use electricity at night, it might be less burden on the grid. And you talked about the idea of a smarter meter to help with that.
That's correct. So over the course of the next couple of years, National Grid will be rolling out an initiative called AMI. It stands for Advanced Metering Infrastructure, which is a fancy term for smart meters. And we've already started doing the work needed to establish the backbone of that system. But over the course of the next couple of years, here in Western New York, it'll probably be closer to the end of the decade, but we will be changing out every customer's meter at their home, at their business, and we will go to a smart meter. And what that smart meter will do is give customers the ability to get more information in a real-time manner on how much electricity they're consuming. There will be options for customers to utilize what's called time-variant pricing, because the price of electricity changes hour by hour. Mm-hmm. And some customers may want to try to take advantage of the fact that if they're smart and using energy, they can pay lower prices at certain points of the day than they do at other times of the day.
So run the washer at night kind of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, at its simplest level, that's a great example.
Bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. We're back with more with Ken Kujawa right after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. With the closure of Eastern Niagara Hospital later today, Catholic Health System says it will open a temporary emergency department at 5875 South Transit Road in Lockport starting tomorrow. Mount St. Mary's will operate the emergency center until Lockport Memorial Hospital opens its doors in September. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars notes migrants coming to Western New York are being cared for by Jericho Road, which is under contract with New York City to do so.
The 50 individuals represent at least 12 different languages and nations, and it appears the largest nationalities are from the Congo in Africa and Venezuela.
UB will have a new 5-ton MRI machine installed via crane at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Dr. Robert Slavodanov says this will help with prioritizing studies of underrepresented populations, including a project of his own that investigates how multiple sclerosis affects these groups.
African American population, for example, has more severe inflammatory and neurodegenerative characteristics of the central nervous system damage compared to white and Hispanic. So with very advanced sequences that we are going to use, we may understand really better differences between different populations.
This will be on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. The state is giving $10 million in funding for a new James Joyce Museum at UB. The announcement arrives on Bloomsday, the annual commemoration of Joyce's life and career, named for Leopold Bloom, the main character in Joyce's masterpiece, Ulysses. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
That smoky air is a bit of a memory, but I guess they say it may be coming back. And it's a reminder, subtle as it was, that breathing lousy outdoor air is very important. We don't want to breathe that outside, and certainly we don't want to breathe lousy indoor air. And the only way I can assure you that you can breathe clean indoor air is to analyze what you are breathing. And my friends at Indoor Professionals can come over and do that for you. They'll not only check out your duct system, they'll also check out your humidity levels and any particulates that are being floating about could be cleaned out of your air so that you are breathing clean indoor air. Mr. Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, yeah, we got a lot of calls in regards to that, but it's just, you know, as you said, it's a subtle reminder that, you know, it's not that warm right now, but we're going to be at a point where we're going to want to go indoors and hide in our air-conditioned spaces, and those can be nasty because of the fact if you have that 50 million dead skin cell and construction debris buildup in your ductwork that's now showered with the moisture from the cooling coils, it makes what?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you something. Speaking of that, I went into a panic this week, went downstairs, as I do every morning to run, and I noticed the air felt heavy. I went over to my April Air, and it wasn't running. And I thought, oh my gosh, I got to call Peter. Well, you know what it was? It wasn't the unit. It was the plug. The plug was connected to a ground fault, and somehow that ground fault tripped. Don't know why that happened. But for several days, Peter, my April Air was not running. The humidity level built in the basement, and it was definitely noticeable. So I do know that it works, and it works well to dry that air because it's been running now nonstop to bring me back to where I was, which was a relatively humidity level at 45% is where I think you and I set it. So there you go, a testimony that the April Air dehumidifier is a great appliance.
Right, and I had somebody call the other day, and they had one for 13 years, and it was still running.
Just there you
fine. Go. So besides the 5-year bumper to bumper warranty, you're going to get 10, 15 years out of these. You know, so that's awesome.
We are going into dehumidification season, and an April Air could be your salvation to keep your basement drier. 683-3000 is the number you're going to call. The extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week, Peter.
All right. So with the April Air high capacity dehu, you can still get, as we celebrate our 30th year in business, you're going to get $300 off on that, as well as you're going to get $300 off the medical grade air purifier by Healthway, which you also have, covers 1200 square feet. And then we have one, of course, that fits on your furnace. That one is $500 off. And then, of course, for the duct cleaning, most people still need a re-clean or whatever. We've had 58,000 customers in 30 years. Some of them need to call us back. But anybody that calls in today is going to save anywhere from $175 minimum up to $250, depending on the size of your home.
Very good. 683-3000, you need to call right now to get these extra special discounts, and only you can get them. Got IAP? Get it today.
Easier with indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
Hello, I'm Latricia Davis, Director of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity at the Westheart Automotive Group. We'd like to take a moment to express our sincere appreciation for the ongoing support we receive from our community. It is our goal with every interaction to begin or build on a relationship with our customers. Because of this, and thanks to you, we've been able to grow and expand our automotive group. By the virtue of that, we're thrilled to be able to offer even more services and more convenience and the best possible experience to every customer. Your loyalty means everything to us, and we're committed to continuing to provide the highest level of service and expertise. We're proud to be part of this community, and we're grateful for the opportunity to serve you and your automotive needs. Whether you're a longtime customer or new to the Westheart Way, we want you to know we value your business and are committed to earning your trust every single day. From the entire Westheart team, thank you again for your continued support. We look forward to serving you for many years to come.
Are you or someone you know struggling with mental health issues? You're not alone. Nearly 1 in 4 will struggle with their mental health this year. Less than half will seek treatment. The experienced team at Bryland Hospital understand what you're going through, and they're ready to help. Bryland offers a safe and supportive environment where patients of all ages can focus on their recovery. Don't wait. Call Bryland Hospital at 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com. Help is available. We need to ask for it. With help, there's hope.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hi, Steve Tasker and Alex for Westheart Hyundai.
We're Buffalo's number one selling Hyundai dealer based on Hyundai reported new vehicle sales calendar year 2022. And we want to say thank you the best way we know how, with some great deals.
Folks loved this last month, so it's back again. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 36 months on your choice of a new 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe or a new 2023 Hyundai Tucson. Yep, 0% APR for 36 36 months on approved credit at 27.78 per thousand finance through Hyundai Motor Finance Company. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by June 30th. See dealer for details.
And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
People know a great deal when they see one. And you can start this summer right with a tremendous deal on your favorite new 2023 Hyundai now at Westher Hyundai.
Learn more at westherhyundai.com or head to Westher Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple. Drive yours home today.
Welcome to Western New York.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. When we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower, for your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass today at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300, or better than that, stop into their beautiful showroom in Willitzer Park, and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you, Twin City Glass.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the
flow. 1040 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez. Ken Kajawa is with me. He's from National Grid. He's the regional director. We're talking about the shift towards electricity. And Ken, the position of National Grid is that you believe there's a place for natural gas, and that perhaps the direction that we're pursuing is not necessarily the best, and maybe some alternative ideas should be considered, like we talked about blending. Why isn't blending being brought to the table as a viable idea, blending with hydrogen?
Well, we have been. Even though here in Western New York, National Grid does not provide natural gas to customers, National Fuel provides that. In other parts of the state, we do have natural gas service, and so we have been advocating to the state that blending of hydrogen into the existing natural gas delivery system, as well as looking at renewable natural gas and blending that as well. What it would do would allow for the natural gas system to remain in place and be utilized like it is today. But if we were to start blending, whether it's hydrogen or renewable natural gas, that's a way for us to decrease our reliance on fossil fuels, but still allow the system to operate essentially in the way
that
it does today.
So why aren't we hearing about that?
It's still being discussed. It's still being looked at. You know, the
but
state.
as a step before electrification, why wasn't that considered a step before we go 100% renewable?
Well, you know, that's a question for state regulators and for those that make state policy. From National Grid standpoint, you know, what we can do is advocate on how we think our system can best operate in the best interest of our customers so that we can provide safe and reliable power for them. But at the end of the day, if we want to introduce these types of new technologies into the system, there has to be statewide approval for those as well. Yeah. You know, we're regulated by the State Public Service Commission. There's the DEC. There's the Public Service Commission. There, you know, NYSERDA. There's a whole host of statewide agencies that get involved in that process. And so it takes some time for folks to review and see whether or not that's a direction that the state wants to head in, but it's something that we're in favor of.
Now, we talked about new construction switching as of just around the corner, 2026. In retrofitting, however, the state's backed away from any mandates there.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously there was a lot of concern. Folks were worried that, you know, at some point in time, you know, 2030, they were going to lose potentially their furnace or their gas stove or their gas hot water tank. You know, if you had to replace that unit, you weren't going to be able to replace it with the same type of unit in kind fired by natural gas. And when the state legislature enacted what came out of the Climate Action Council, the ban on appliances going forward was not included in there. So as things stand today, you know, customers will have that ability to choose, and National Grid's in favor of that. You know, if a customer has a natural gas stove and they want to continue using a natural gas stove, then they should have the right to do so. If they want to switch to electric, they should have the right to do that as well.
Is it reasonable to expect that the homes being built in 2026, while they'll have who knows what to heat them, probably some kind of ground source heat or some kind of heat pump, right?
Air source
heat
pump.
What else are you going to do? That they might still have a gas line in their basement for when maybe this ridiculousness gets somewhat reduced?
Yeah, you know, I don't have the level of detail on that in terms of how that will all be enforced. I'm sure state code and you know, local building inspectors will be charged with enforcing, you know, how all that construction is going to unfold. There's still a lot, you know, this legislation was just passed within the last couple of weeks, so right. I think there's still a lot that everyone is trying to get up to speed on. We know what was written, and now it's going to be a question of how does it get implemented in practice.
Yeah, there you go. We have a texter who wrote, isn't National Grid in the business of selling electricity? Why do they put so much effort into selling less and not creating more?
That's a great question. We're actually in the business of delivering electricity. We are a delivery company. We do not generate electricity. Our job is to make sure that delivery of electricity to all of our customers is done in a safe and reliable manner. We do our best to make sure that the lights and the power are on 24/7, 365. But what customers need to understand is that as electricity consumption and demand increases on the system, it puts pressure on the utility company to have to invest in new equipment,
sure.
whether it's transformers, breakers, you know, equipment at our stations, transmission lines. And what that does is when we have to make those investments find their way into our rate filings. And so when we go back to the Public Service Commission and we ask for a rate increase, if we have to increase the investments that we have to make, ultimately that finds its way to customer bills.
Oh,
and
sure.
so we want to make sure that customer bills remain manageable for all of our customers. And so what we try to do is by having our customers use energy as efficiently as possible, that hopefully slows down or blunts the impact
sure.
of us having to make incremental investments
well,
in our infrastructure.
Sense. You said that National Grid does not generate electricity?
That's correct.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
Who does generate it?
Well, you know, again, here in Western New York, it's the New York Power Authority. Back in 1998, so 25 years ago, the electric market in New York State was deregulated. You know, going back to the old days before we were National Grid and we were Niagara Mohawk, we were a completely vertically integrated company. We generated the electricity, we delivered the electricity, and then we sent you a bill for the electricity. When the state moved to an open competitive market, the utility companies in the state that own generation were required to divest ourselves of that generation. And so the plants that we owned here in the area at the time, which were the Huntley and Dunkirk plants, we sold those off. Neither one of those plants operates today, but the companies that generate electricity outside of the New York Power Authority are effectively independent power producers that bid into the grid. The state's electricity system is managed by what's called the New York Independent System Operator, or the New York ISO, and they manage the state's electricity market. So the generation component of electricity is separate from National Grid, although obviously it's important to us in terms of how we deliver electricity. We don't play a role in that process. Their job is to generate. We take possession of the power at the generators, and we make sure that it gets to all of our customers.
Let's go to Wheatfield and chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Recently, there's a heat spell in Europe, and they said they had to go back to producing power with coal because the solar panels are less efficient in hot weather. Is that true?
I don't know if they are less or more efficient in hot weather. Obviously, they need the sun to be shining in order
right.
for them to operate. But that's one of the, you know, and what I was just talking about as far as investments in our equipment, it also has an impact on generation. So, you know, the state, when they, when the New York ISO operates the day-ahead market and generators bid into the system, during what we call shoulder months in the fall months and spring months, when demands are relatively moderate, certain forms of generation will come online every day. It's nuclear, it's hydro, natural gas. But as you get into the summer months and you need to have more generation online to meet system demand, that's what it sounds like is happening in Europe right now. You need to bring on additional generation to meet that peak demand.
Well, you need a diversity of sources then.
Right. And what you're trying to do is make what all the utilities are trying to do is make sure that customers are using energy as efficiently as possible so that as system demands increase, we're not having to bring on a coal-fired plant in order to meet system demand. What you ideally want to be able to do, again, with the way that things are going to move with New York State, is the renewable energy sources that are going to be coming online, we want to integrate those with battery storage, and then you want to discharge those batteries when the grid most needs it. Our system peaks a few times a year during the summer months. We're coming up on that season when our system is put at most stress. And what we want to be able to do is have electricity put onto the system at the time when it's most needed, which is typically the middle part of the day into the early evening hours. That's when temperatures are typically at their highest.
The time is 10:50, and it's time for our next break. We'll be back with more of Hammer Time right after this. Oh, I took a miscue there. Sorry, Jerry. We'll just continue then. Good morning. It's 803-0930 to participate in the program. And we have another texter who wrote in, smart meters mean we can easily and remotely automatically cut you off if we think you're not obeying our plan. You will comply.
What smart meters are going to do, they're going to give up. One of the things that smart meters will do is we will know instantly when a customer is out of power. You know, today, the way our system operates is while we have EMS and we know when feeders go down, we also rely on customers to call into National Grid and say we're without power. And depending upon where those calls are coming from, we have a predictive system that allows us to basically know whether or not it's an individual customer that's out or if it's a street or potentially an entire feeder. What AMI is going to do is give us the ability to know instantaneously that a customer is out of service, and that will allow us to respond better to power outages when they do occur.
All right, now Jerry's ready. We'll be back with more right after this. Well, it's always exciting for us to be able to talk about all of our sponsors here on Hammer Time Radio. And, of course, one of them is Lenco Lumber. And Lenco has been around a long time, and they're very creative with their products and all of their services. And that includes the Camel brand fastener. Yeah, it's Dominic here. An outdoor living season is here, and every project needs the right fastener. At Lenco, find Camel fasteners that ensure your backyard deck is done right. Discover structural screws that meet building codes, or complete your DIY raised garden bed or planter box with stainless steel. Shop online, LencoSupplies.net. LencoSupplies.net. Enter the promo code CAMO23. That's CAMO23 at checkout. You'll get 20% off on all Camo products in your cart. That's right, 20% off discount on all Camo products with the promo code CAMO23. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Those in the know choose Lenco for all their fastener needs. For easy and affordable solutions, visit Lenco Supplies and learn why those in the know go Lenco.
Let's be honest. Sometimes that big project you wanted to tackle over a weekend takes longer. If you rented a dumpster, that might be a problem, unless you got your dumpster from Craigco. At Craigco, they're always generous with their rental periods and with the tonnage you're allowed to toss in. Not sure what size dumpster you need? No problem. Craigco has a variety of sizes and will help you pick which one is best for your needs. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours by calling Craigco at 791-4055. When it's gotta go, call Craigco.
This is an important message for anyone who's on Medicaid and needs home care. Did you know that a family member, close friend, or even a neighbor can get paid to be your caregiver in the comfort of your own home? That's right. If you're on Medicaid, your child, grandchild, friend, or someone else you know and trust can be paid per hour to be your caregiver through a Medicaid-funded program. Just call 800-498-2790, and Horizon Home Care Services will help you hire the loved one you choose to be your caregiver. Horizon is based right here in upstate New York. As your neighbor, nobody cares cares more than Horizon about getting your caregiver paid the best rates on time. If you're on Medicaid, this service is absolutely free for you. Just call 800-498-2790 right now. Get the home care you need from a loved one or known friend, and they can get paid to help you at home. Just call 800-498-2790. This service is absolutely free to you, and your relative or friend gets paid to be a caregiver. Just call 800-498-2790. 800-498-2790. 800-498-2790.
Let's be honest. Sometimes that big project you wanted to tackle over a weekend takes longer. If you rented a dumpster, that might be a problem, unless you got your dumpster from Craigco. At Craigco, they're always generous with their rental periods and with the tonnage you're allowed to toss in. Not sure what size dumpster you need? No problem. Craigco has a variety of sizes and will help you pick which one is best for your needs. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours by calling Craigco at 791-4055. When it's gotta go, call Craigco.
Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning is giving one free AC installation to the family with the best war story over the thermostats. Visit thermostatwars.com to enter.
Back joint or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Tis the season for outdoor gatherings, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more. Mike Shope here. No matter what your outlet for fun is, shop Outlet Liquor to stock up and save as you plan your next special event. At Outlet Liquor, the more you buy, the more you save. Plus, save money and time. Just give Outlet Liquor a call, tell them what you need, they'll put it all together for you and have it ready to go when you arrive. It's the place to buy a case. Outlet Liquor, George Urban Boulevard, Depew.
What's your outlet?
Hey, it's Dominic here. I have the most efficient way to fix your concrete slabs without replacing them. You know what it is? I'll tell you. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. It's remarkable. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color matching. And the best part, you can use your concrete right away. And, of course, the cost is a big benefit, too. You'll save between 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so I recommended them to my son, Phil. They did a great job for him, too. Here's the number, 716-341-4550. 341-4550. You'll get a free estimate. You can learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hammer time.
Just a couple minutes of hammer time left for this Saturday morning. We'll be back next Saturday, same time. Same place where we've been since 1989, right here on WBEN. Our guest has been Ken Kujawa from National Grid. Thank you for spending the hour with us, Ken.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
If our listeners want more information, where can they go?
So our website has just a lot of information for customers on everything tied to energy efficiency, electric vehicles, electric heat pumps. What you want to do is go to nationalgridus.com. And make sure that you click on Upstate New York and okay. Then click on For Your Home.
Let's squeeze in what we can here. Springville, John, good morning. You're next.
Good morning. I own a house south of Springville. I pay about 13.5 cents a kilowatt hour to National Grid for electric. I've got another house down in Bradford, PA, that I live in part of the time, and I only pay 4.9 cents per kilowatt. Western New York's home to one of the largest hydroelectric generating plants in the United States. Why is the power in New York 275% more expensive than the power 40 miles away in northern PA?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. There's a lot of factors that go into the rate making process and what a customer's bill looks like when they get it from whether it's National Grid or NYSEG or National Fuel. Taxes make up a large portion of your bill. We estimate that 25 to 28% of a customer's bill is taxes. It's property taxes, it's grocery receipts taxes, sales tax, etc. There's surcharges that are put on the bill.
You know, nothing you're missing, Ken? The cost of liability insurance in New York State is higher than anywhere else in the nation.
Yeah.
Because of the scaffold law.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it. You know, obviously when we go into putting our rates together, you know, we're always trying to take into account affordability for our customers. That is a huge issue. We understand the pressures that folks are under. But there are investments that we have to make in our system, and there are certain, whether they're surcharges, taxes, other costs that have to get factored into the bill that we don't necessarily have control over. You know, those find their way, you know, to our customers.
Well, time has whizzed by, and we'll have to make sure we get you back on to give us an update when if any developments occur that you think worthy of bringing it to our listeners'
attention.
We'd
love to come back.
Yep, we'd love to have you back. Have a great week, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.